G'day wherever you are around the world, and thank you for your company once again. It is time for another speed study on Truth to You. That's truth2u.org. G'day, Mr. Spiritual Babies.
G'day.
I don't know that it is really a speed study. It's a little bit unorthodox, this one. Like, oh, no, I mean, today is Easter Monday, right?
Hooray!
Whatever that means. What happens on Easter Monday?
There's really good films on the television, and everyone takes the day off, and all the shops are closed, and you generally, you know, get to watch some good TV and eat the rest of whatever you cooked the day before, which for me was leftovers. Not much.
Now, speaking of leftovers and cooking things, all right. Now, look, we're just going to, we have to vent this because this is ridiculous. What I was going to do.
Can I just cut in now?
Yeah.
Anyone that has found any of our previous conversations offensive?
Then now's the time to turn off.
Yeah, you want to just.
You guarantee right now you're not going to enjoy this one at all. If you haven't liked any of our stuff, why are you listening? Secondly, if you haven't liked any of our stuff, this is not the one to try again.
We have been well behaved up to this point.
We've been pretty well behaved, but I can't keep it together. When it was the 25th of December, Mr. Spiritual Babies, it was the 25th of December that had just passed. Oh, and
what a magical day.
What a magical day it was. And of course, for most Christians, it's the day that they celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, you know, that's the thing. That's what they do. Of course, I don't do that, but it just so happened that on that day, one of my goats, we have milking goats, and I love my goats, and one of our goats kidded. And it was such an interesting thing. I found it somewhat coincidental that she happened of her own accord to go into a little shed that I call the manger. This is where the goats sleep at night. There's a little shed, and she decided, I'm going to give birth in there. So she went in there on the 25th of December, and she gave birth to a male. Now, can you blame me, really, for calling him Jesus? I mean, it's a popular name, but come on. I mean, it's the 25th of December, and she gave birth in a manger. You think I'm not going to call him Jesus? So there was Jesus, and he was a beautiful goat. And notice I'm referring to him in the past tense. We'll get to that in a minute. And shortly followed by Jesus, of course, she had another male, and so I called him James, the brother of Jesus. Now, I think I can be forgiven for that. I mean, I don't think I'm being irreverent or anything like that. I don't mean to be offensive. I just thought it was kind of funny, and I thought, you know, one of my goats gave birth to a boy in a manger on Christmas Day. I have to call him Jesus.
Yeah, why not?
Now, long-time listeners know that the girls are for milk, the boys are for meat. Mm. Generally, I don't give the boys names. Their names, you know, is Freezer Shelf 1 and Freezer Shelf 2 and Freezer Shelf 3. And the girls get nice names. But in this case, I couldn't help but give him a name.
Well, they're special, right? They were born on a special day.
No, they were born on a special day. So here's Jesus and James, you know, they're good. But of course, they are for meat. Now this is where, you know, some listeners are going to get pretty cranky. Bear with me if you've listened thus far. I then realized, you know what? Ooh, you know, 3.5 months. It's going to be Pesach, and he'll be just about ripe. And really, I could sacrifice Jesus.
You use the word ripe.
He's ready to, he's, you know, you can't have him too young.
Tender
and juicy. Jesus could shed his blood for me quite literally in a very humane way and
in a kosher way.
And he could be sacrificed on Pesach and he can be my Passover meal. Lo and behold, that of course is what I did with Jesus. Now, there was a possibility. I was tempted. My lovely wife Hani talked me out of it. She's very wise, but I was very tempted to document the whole thing. And she said, "No, really, you can't do that. That's terrible. That's bad taste. You can't say that you're going to slaughter Jesus on Pesach. You're going to spill his blood and you're going to eat him. You just can't do that. A lot of people are going to be offended." And I thought, okay, fair enough, you know. But I said, listen, it's not as if I'm going to take Jesus and nail his hooves to a tree until he suffocates to death, stick a spear in his side so all the blood pours out after he's dead, put a crown of thorns on top of his head, and then eat him. I mean, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that's terrible. That's horrific. How revolting. What sort of sicko am I? I'm going to go to jail if I do something like that. But it didn't stop Michael Rood. did it!
No, it didn't!
It didn't stop Michael Rowe from doing it! Oh my goodness, I can't believe the images that we've seen this morning. Can you just describe them for me?
I've been away for most of the day. I came back this evening. I turn on Facebook. Everyone's talking about these pictures, and I come up on my news stream, and I see four men carrying what looks like the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, and on that lid is a stake, and on that stake is a roasted lamb nailed to this stake with a red sash around it, wearing a thorny crown on its head. It's a completely whole
thing. It's all stretched out like a... I mean, then... It's
stretched out like a human. It's stretched out like a human being.
Oh, and here am I thinking I can't possibly, you know, I can't let people know that I'm, you know, sacrificing a goat called Jesus, because that would be offensive. But oh my goodness, what were they thinking? This is horrible. This is horrific. This is so distasteful. There's something wrong. So very, very wrong with this. I don't know what to say.
It has not gone well on Facebook either. The images have gone up on Facebook. It's been utterly condemned. I haven't seen any positive posts referring to it from either Messianic or Christian sources, or a lot of my friends on Facebook are calling it an abomination. They're calling it a circus, that it's despicable, that it's a disgusting act, that it's like a very physical sign of adultery. I can't find anyone that really supports this, and even Michael Rood has changed his mind about whether it was a good idea.
Well, I think my understanding is that he's taken it down off the off the website. I don't know. I don't know the details of it, so I won't elaborate. All I can go off is the photos that have been going around, and it is, I have to say, one of the most bizarre forms of idolatry I've ever seen. But, you know, that's their religion. They want to do that. They can do that. Whatever, that's fine. You know, you want to belong to some strange cult that does these things, you knock yourself out. But I'm just horrified. I just can't believe it.
And I have to say, I'm looking at these pictures, and I think they ate it.
Do you really think they did?
Yeah, I'm looking at there are two pictures I've got here. There is one where there are these four guys in white robes with purple sashes carry it in. And it looks like a whole thing. And now... it's gone. Like, there's ribs and there's a spine, and I think that they did eat it. I'm looking at it, and it did eat it. They definitely did eat it.
Oh, yeah, I can. It looks like the alien. It looks like the thing that bursts out of your stomach in the alien. Doesn't it? No, I think maybe what they did, maybe they had a lamb and they put it on a rotisserie over the fire, and then stuck the rotisserie upright in the middle of this, you know, messianic Ark of the Covenant or whatever it is. Maybe that's what they've done. I don't know. And maybe they did eat it. We can't throw in too many maybes. If someone was there and you know what happened to it, please leave some comments. Or if you saw it on the video that I think has since been taken down, leave some comments and fill in the gaps, because we don't know what the gaps are. All we know is that it's just the two pictures that you're seeing now, folks. It's beyond me. And we better end it there.
So I apologize to anyone that found that distressing. We found it distressing.
I'm still distressed.